Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good friend Joel Ababa being back on the show. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 6 years, almost 7 years, actually. He's one of the top franchise experts in the world, and especially in our Brain Trust. He's the author of the outstanding book on franchising called Become a Franchise Owner, and he is the franchise king. Joel Ababa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, and happy 15th anniversary to Jim Blasingame.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're my first guest of the first show of our 16th year. How about that?
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something you tell your grandchildren about, right, Joel?
I will.
Hey, Joel, I made a statement in the previous segment when I told the audience you were coming that I'd like for you to tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong or in the middle somewhere. I said that as I've been thinking about with all the things that have happened, the election results and the economy and just my gut check attitude about this is that I believe the next 4 years probably would, if you can capitalize a franchise, the next 4 years is probably going to be a good time to buy a franchise, maybe more than starting a business of your own out from scratch. What do you think?
I agree, just because of two reasons. The first reason is, you know, the employment picture is changing. There are a lot of jobs that are obsolete now, and some people just are not going to be able to go back and find a job. The second reason is because interest rates are so darn low.
Yeah.
If the banks will loosen up in these next 4 years, you can get into a business, and the interest is going to be almost nothing.
Well, let me tell you something that I'm going to start predicting, and that is that when President Obama starts focusing on the small business sector, once he gets the unions and the MoveOn.org, pacified, and he starts thinking about small business owners, I think he'll start doing some programs that will loosen up the money. I'm predicting that he's going to, I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do, but I'm saying that I think he will do that, and some of this money that's been going to Wall Street from the Fed, maybe he'll figure out a way to channel that to the smaller sector of the market. And if he does that, if I were you, I'd take advantage of it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great idea, you know, to give Karen Mills from the SBA, a pat on the back, because I think she's been really, really aggressive with small businesses, trying to get funding and really, really working with the lenders.
I'm predicting she's going to have some help, though, more than she had in the past 4 years.
I do, too.
She's going to have more of that because that's what it's going to take to get the economy growing. Big companies are not going to hire like they have been. It's going to take small businesses, and I think that's what's going to happen. I think her star is going to shine and rise a little bit more in the next 4 years than it has in the past 4 years.
Well, let's hope so. I it would be great to see.
So we've been talking about what you call the 10 best reasons to start a franchise. I think that's pretty close to the title. And,
and how to lower your risk at the same time.
Lower your risk. That's the word. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
How to lower your risk. If you follow what Joel and I were just talking about, and your ears have perked up a little bit. In the first time we talked about this a month or so ago, we talked about ignoring conventional wisdom and make sure you know who you are and how you're motivated and make the right lists of due diligence and also evaluating how much money you have. The next one that we want to start from today, I think, is something about your partner. And talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's a family decision, Jim. To do something big, like invest in a business of your own and really become your own boss. And, our spouses don't like surprises. I don't know about yours, but mine doesn't really like surprises.
Right.
And if I'm a downsized a middle manager or executive, and I've been out of work for 9 or 10 months, and my spouse is kind of giving me the eye a little bit and, you know, trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do, mm-hmm. I don't want to spring on her that I've been looking at franchises for 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and I'm about to fly in a plane to go visit corporate headquarters and, you know, maybe, by the way, bring a check with me. So I think it's important to involve our spouses, partners, and involve them early on in
yeah.
the process.
Tell them you're doing the research. Look, honey, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about, I'm looking into this. These are the reasons why, you know, they can help for one thing.
Yeah. You know what? I found that when both parties are on the phone with the franchise development people, sometimes the other party is better at asking some of the better probing questions to find out what the real deal is with the opportunity.
Right, no question about it. And, you know, I got a kick out of it. Somebody called me a while back and wanted to know what I knew about how many small businesses were family businesses.
Uh-huh.
And because people keep, there are records of those things, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
In the classically defined family-owned business,
right.
meaning somebody, you know, a child works in the business, or it's been
yeah.
it's 2 or 3 generations or something like that.
Yeah, think of a hardware store or something.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
It's easy you want to visualize.
And I said, well, 100%. And she said, how many small businesses are family business? I said, 100%.
Yeah.
She said, what do you mean by that? I said, you know, however other people want to define a small business. I promise you, if the owner has a family, the family's involved. They're 100% involved.
Oh yeah, psychologically,
whether they draw a paycheck yep. from it directly, a W-2 or whatever, they're part of the deal.
They're part of the deal, especially when the face of the business isn't home at 7 or 8 o'clock at night
right.
because he or she is just slaving away trying to make things happen.
It's called all in.
That's right.
And all in from a financial standpoint, all in from an emotional standpoint, all in, as you said, from a time and investment of time standpoint, from a commitment standpoint, and the family's going to have to understand that there will be a new normal, right?
That's right. That's right. And you have to tell them ahead of time. You know what? I think it's okay to get permission, because not only is it a huge decision and the financial part, but you know you're going to want your family members, you know, as you said, all in psychologically before you even start the thing.
Yeah.
You're going to want their support.
Yeah, you're going to have it because there are going to be times when you're going to want to say, you know, I don't know if I can go back or not. And they're going to dress you and comb your hair and pop you on the backside and say, you got to go back.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. Joel LaBava is our guest. The book is called Become a Franchise Owner. We're going to talk about some more of these things that you can look to minimize the risk as you're evaluating and purchasing a franchise. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.